He hoped that the looming Pac-Man machine would hide him. But sooner or later, he knew he would be found. His heartbeat was pounding in his chest. He had never been so scared in his life. The heavy panting of Benjamin Black is what gave him away. He tried to catch his breath as the footsteps grew closer and louder. Benjamin peered through the crack in the arcade games. The footsteps had stopped. He didn't see anyone. Did they give up? Suddenly, his shirt twisted as a large fist grabbed him by the collar, hoisting him out of the sanctuary. They had bullied him before, but this time was different. This time, he could feel the evil. The last moments of his life felt like they were lived in single flashes, clutching at his bloody stomach. The pitter-patter of the boys as they fled. The smell of chlorine.
You guys sit inside of one of the rooms in Fuller's house. You guys are all sitting around, finally actually discussing the happenings that you guys originally intended on talking about at Chuck's. You guys are talking about this murder or whatever happened. Somebody died in the arcade at Golfland. The doorbell rings, and Fuller's roommate, again, did I write down her name? Did we have a name for her?
My roommate, Tom Brady.
You hear Tom Brady, his footsteps as he descends down the stairs. A few minutes later, you hear some chatting, and then in comes your best friend, Wesley.
I was waiting out there for a really long time, and nobody really... You guys didn't come back, so...
Wesley, calm down, man.
I got some pizza, and then I came up to the door. Oh, and I found this letter. It says Bailey on it. Is that one of you?
That's
you,
for right? me.
And he hands the letter to you.
Pizza, though. Let me get some of that
Thank
pizza.
You very much.
So, he starts divvying out the pizza. He gets out the plates and everything, and he's just kind of setting everything up. Do you open the letter now or later, or what do you do?
I open it now.
Okay. Do they write very formally to you, like, dear Bailey?
Yes, it's like more like a telegram, like limited information, straight to the point, kind of.
Okay, very straight to the point. Okay, it says, cancel cattle mutilation mission. And then the next line says, investigate Golfland Arcade.
Okay, I nod to myself and put it in my pocket. And I share none of this information with anybody else.
I give her a weird look. I'm like, so are you not gonna, talk to us about what that was? You just got a letter delivered to my house, which I think is weird. But, I'm curious. Who would send
All
you a
I'm
letter?
Thinking about is the pizza.
Who sent you a letter?
Yeah, aren't you hungry?
That's
what happened.
How'd they know
pizza?
You were here?
It's just a thing that happens. Don't worry about it.
I'm going to worry about it. We'll talk about it later, I guess. And I go eat pizza.
So also within the letter, you see another page that has some information on it that you kind of put away to memory. It's just some facts of the case that they want you to investigate. I figured you guys would roll investigate a mystery to start out. And I'm going to give Bailey, you're going to get a +1 for the information that your sect gave you regarding the mystery. So what do you guys do to help collectively in the group? What is each person doing to investigate the mystery?
I mean, I'm the muscle, right? And the cool guy. We've established that he's the cool guy. He thinks he's the fucking cool guy. But I'm really good at
doing these,
killing stuff.
Just punching your fist into your hand, waiting for whenever we move. You're just like, I'm ready.
Has Norpheus ever eaten pizza?
He's so thinking about it. No.
No?
They won't deliver way out there, man.
Wesley comes up to you and goes, did you want some? And hands you like
yes,
a plate
please.
Of pizza.
How much do you have?
How much do you have?
Two larges. I mean, there's a lot of it there.
Yeah. I will eat all that I can that you will let me.
Well, I mean, yeah, don't eat all that you can. You might get...
I'm going to be...
Oh, boy.
I'm going to be fine.
Okay. All right, so you're not doing anything. You're fucking eating pizza.
Yeah, it's going to help me concentrate, I can tell.
Okay. Bailey, what are you doing to investigate the mystery? What do you do next? What's your next move after receiving that letter?
Gather common information.
So you start to, Ogden starts to talk to you, and you guys start sharing some info about what you guys have heard and the rumors that brought you to this place. And he starts saying, I believe it was a young man that lost his life, electrocuted. That's all I really know. What about you? Have you heard anything? This is one of the things that was in the letter for you, Bailey, and this is something that if you don't, you know, it's up to you to share it with the others. The name Dana Wong.
Okay.
The other information all three of you would have gotten just through the web, through Monster Mashers. What was it?
Sounds like a dating website. It's
angelfire.monstermashers.com.
Monstermashers.net. .org.
.org, exactly.
So the kid that died, Dylan. His name was Dylan Walsh. That's all you guys really know. You know, Bailey, you know a little more than them. But all you guys really know is that this kid, Dylan, died at the Gulfland Arcade. The reason you guys all realized that this was an actual, maybe paranormal thing is recently people have been talking about this arcade. A lot of people talking about, like, games flickering when they shouldn't be and games acting on their own and stuff and lights flickering and different attractions breaking down and running in the opposite direction if it's supposed to. All that weird just weird stuff going on at this theme park. So where do you guys want to start? You guys have most of your information. What do you guys want to do next?
Well, Fuller, you're the fucking leader. What are we thinking about?
Oh my god, I'm not the leader, guys. Don't make me the leader. That's a lot of pressure. Well, okay, so I can use my connections on the internet to possibly help us get into Gulfland.
Ogden kind of snickers when you say that, like your connections.
Yeah, Ogden, don't underestimate the power of the internet, okay? So I can look and see. I know there was Chodemus Maximus said he worked at Gulfland as security.
Chodemus Maximus? Is that it?
It's one of the screen names on the website. Ogden, I don't know his real name. Like, I know what he goes by. But I think he says he works at Gulfland and as the security. He's one of our many subscribers.
Okay. So you have a guy on the inside that you think can get you in.
Yeah. So let me roll and see.
Okay.
Oh, no. So I rolled a five plus charm, which is zero. So
what?
On a miss, I burned some bridges. So I might have made it harder for us to get into.
So
I asked Chodemus, and he seems to be upset with me about something. I'm not sure what. So
much for your connections.
Yeah, I know. He said if he sees me at Gulfland, he's going to kick my scrawny ass. And that's not very nice. I wouldn't talk to anybody like that. But, you know, to each their own.
We should just go there and intimidate him. We should just force him to do what we want.
I don't know if I want to do that. But, I mean, taking you there probably would change a lot of things.
This security guard is pissed. Yeah. You know what's fucking hilarious? Is you literally, I didn't have a security guard character. And now it literally materialized because you
invented
like,
one. Thank you.
Yep, I did.
Invented a barrier for you guys.
Chodemus Maximus.
Chodemus Maximus. I don't know what his real name is, but he's gonna kick my ass.
Look, I'm not scared of a security guard. Let's just
go.
I agree. Okay. I mean, I've eaten so much pizza, I'm not going to eat any people. I promise. We'll just talk to them.
You guys are all huge. I will gladly let you guys take the lead on that one. But let's go. Who has a Wesley's car? I take the bus.
I'm probably going to just hang back, guys, on this
one. That's kind of what I was hoping you would do. Thanks.
Somebody's got to guard the pizza, so...
Yeah, guard that fucking pizza. I will see more of that pizza when we get back.
I want to get that pizza.
Only one of us has a vehicle.
I have a car.
Oh, good.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
All of us on the bus would probably be a really strange sight.
Come on.
All right, let's go.
But you're going to owe me $5 for gas money.
I have no money.
$5?
Each? Total?
In 1999? I'm just... Right?
We'll talk about it. Come on.
I don't even remember how much fucking gas is. What, 92 cents, maybe?
True.
99,
50 cents.
I don't know. Like, just give me a fucking couple quarters at least, you
cheap
bitch.
Give me a dollar.
Everybody kicking their dollars.
Everybody kicking a dollar. Man,
she takes a little bit to warm up, but she'll get us there.
All right. Your Jeep pulls up, and there's two cars. There's a beat up old truck and a tiny little security guard's golf cart. And God, you see a guy taking notes on a notepad, and when he sees your car drive up, he starts heading right towards you.
No. That must be Jonas. My God. Okay. So I'm going to lay down in the back. I'm in the front seat. Shit. Okay. Play it cool, guys.
All right. You talk. I'm going to kind of not talk, but just let me know if you want me to. I got your back.
Thanks,
and
man.
Who's talking?
Appreciate that.
Fuck, I don't know. I'm not good at this either. Shodamus walks up to the car.
Well, well, well. Thought I told you not to come.
You got the wrong guy. It's not what you think. We're here to play mini golf.
Shut up, fooler. Listen.
He's here to apologize. That's why we're here.
Yes, I'm here to apologize.
What, do you like his cousin or something?
Exactly. His mom called me up and just said I had to make him do right. So here we are.
God damn it.
Oh, you got an accent. That's cool. All right.
This guy's like 30, by the way. <I'm> really-
Okay, Chodemus, I'm really sorry about banning your girlfriend, but please just tell her to lay off the hate speech, okay?
Oh, no.
She did totally dead name Chaz Bono.
God damn it.
What year is that?
I was going to say that's probably pretty close to there. That's a pretty good reference. That's a callback.
Bailey, go ahead and roll manipulate someone.
Okay. So it's a 8.
Okay. I can forgive you. Might even look the other way if you guys want to enter the park. But you got to unban Shelly. All right. I know she's the hate speech. I told her she's got to stop drinking. She's in rehab. Okay, man. You unban Shelly and things are cool between us again. All right.
Okay. This is the last time I'm going to unban her. Okay.
He's like, what? Do you hate Shelly?
Show my claw. I wanted to show my claws. Okay, fine. I'm sorry.
What is he talking about? I reach
my hand back and like pull your hand down below the window. Like, don't. No.
Sorry.
No, don't kill the man.
So do we have a deal or what, Fuller?
Yeah, I'll do it when I get home.
Fine. All right.
All right.
I'm gonna go on lunch. I'm gonna go on lunch anyways.
All right.
And yes, I'm bringing my golf cart through the drive-thru. I don't care what they say.
His name is so fitting. His name is so fitting.
All right. So the three of you approach the entrance to Golfland. This massive entrance, no longer lit by the neon sign above. You see, there's no way over the gate. It's just too massive. And there is a chain around part of the gate.
Okay, so hopping over the fence is not an option.
Well, if it's not able to be opened, I would think maybe our monster friend here has some super strength. Or
yeah, I could bust it open. I just hop open.
I have a sword open in my car. So maybe a sword to do something.
Fuck.
So those are my two plans so far.
God damn.
Ogden's like, you brought a sword? Get me a sword.
You don't?
No, I don't. I didn't know we could use swords, man. That's cool.
It's an old one. It's no biggie.
No big deal. I just have an ancient sword.
I reach into my belt behind my back and pull out my gun. I'm like, cool. Then I'm glad I brought this.
Oh,
holy okay. shit!
All right, Fuller. I like the cut of your jib. Damn.
Do you know how to use that thing?
I was gonna keep it under wraps, but apparently everybody brought their big weapons, so I brought mine too. Yeah, I did. I was scared.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. I'm honored. Who's gonna be doing this?
All right, well, just don't shoot anything.
So are you going to try and break it open, Norpheus?
Yeah, that's what, I mean, I could jump over, but that's not going to help get them in, so I got to break it open.
So you walk over, and you grab the chain, and you try and start pulling it, and you realize it just comes off. It's been unlocked this whole time.
Oh. God damn it.
I was getting ready to shoot that fucking lock.
Why did we do that?
Okay, what do you guys do next?
So we're in Golfland after dark.
Yes.
Oh, where's the arcade?
Yeah, so I'm really creeped out by this, guys. Can we really just get to this whole mystery thing? Because if I have to see that fucking windmill moving in the dark, I'm going to freak out.
I can see everything. There's nobody's out here as far as I can see.
I can see everything. What are you talking about?
I'm like, I'm eyes, bro.
We're literally right in the front entrance, man. What are you?
I can see everything.
I mean, everything that I can see. There's nobody in front of him by the windmill. Okay, the windmill's fine.
Can we have some motherfucking discretion here? Damn.
All right, so let's go.
Let's go to the arcade, okay?
Wherever that is. I mean, I take that back. I know where it is. Been here before. Let's go, guys.
Smell those sweaty coins.
Ew.
I'm gonna keep a lookout out here.
Smell the greasy quarters.
Just in case that stupid security guard comes back. Yeah, you guys go investigate the arcade. All right, ready? Break? No, I'm sorry. I should have done that. That was my bad.
I'm already walking towards the arcade.
Okay,
this way, guys.
See you guys. All right.
I'm right behind
you. So as you guys approach, you hear laughter. You hear very loud conversations. And you notice that the large garage-like doors that are normally open during operating hours are closed. But the side entrance, what seems to be like some kind of service entrance, is illuminated with light.
Oh, it's probably those mean kids that work at night. Shit. They just pick on me.
Unfamiliar smells. I'm ready to fight.
Hey, calm down. There's probably kids here. We don't need to fight. Let's wait. Chill out.
I'm not going to pull my gun out right now, but I'm not going to say I'm not going to pull it out at all. Because those kids are mean, okay?
That's kind of loud, though. Claws are much louder.
Just calm down.
Okay.
Well, let's go in.
I open the door for everybody. After you guys.
Okay.
I won't eat.
Thanks. Okay.
So you guys walk in, and you see two things. You see a pretty skinny young lady. She's crying.
Oh.
And she's just kind of standing there. And then you see two other kids, and they're laughing. And they're like making fun of her. Yeah, they're making fun of her. And they're saying stuff like, ah, you let Dylan die. Dude, whatever.
That's rude.
Oh my God.
So what do you guys do?
Stop that. That's rude, guys. Don't be mean to this lady.
I go over and I kick them in the shins.
Shit. What about not doing violence? What happened to that?
Well, shins are different than taking out a gun.
Okay. So one of them is
Hold
like,
both if I can get to them.
No. What I was going to say is one of them has like a joint and he's like putting it out like, oh shit. And the other one, whom you kick really hard in the shin, is at first like, whatever, you're not my mom. And he like goes down to the ground. It's like,
And then, yeah, after she kicks the one, I grab her and I'm just like, stop. No, we can't beat these kids up. They work here.
And that's what I thought.
I smell something and I'm just like, what was that he dropped?
We don't work here, man. We don't work here.
Oh, you're not the kids.
Are you okay?
You're not the kids that work here? Oh, well then, yeah, kick them. Kick them some more.
No, don't kick them.
I'm done.
Please,
I'm
man.
Done. Can we?
Oh, okay, cool.
Are you okay? Who is this girl that's crying?
Dana? Oh, she's just crying because she watched Dylan die or whatever.
Oh, hon.
How did you guys get in here?
Oh, that janitor let us in. What's his name? Called Bert? Yeah, his name is Bert, I think.
What for?
Oh, I don't know. He said if we gave him some, like, we were here earlier, and he said, like, if you guys want, you know, give me some cash, and we just gave him, like, $10, and he let us in.
Huh. What a nice
guy.
I picked
up the joint off the ground, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, what is it? How did you guys get in? I mean, what did you guys come in here for? To laugh at her? Are you guys playing games? Or what's the deal? Why are you guys here?
Well, I mean, originally we told her, like, oh, yeah, like, we wanted to pay our respects or whatever, but then she started, like, crying and stuff. Wow, I would slow down on that, man. That's some actually really good stuff. So, like,
it's very... Just keep on talking.
Well, like, originally we came here to, like, support her and stuff, but then she just wouldn't stop crying, bro.
Yeah.
It was like... Like, you didn't even try to help him.
You boys are dumb.
Yeah, I go over and start to try to console the crying woman.
Thank you.
She jumps back when you try and touch her.
Well, I didn't try to touch her. I said I tried to console
her.
I was going to talk to her.
When you get near her, she jumps back a little bit. She's very scared.
Uh-oh.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't... Okay, so my name's Fuller. I just wanted to come over here and see how you were doing.
How I'm doing?
Yeah, I mean, you're crying, and these guys were making fun of you, and you're just trying to break this up here, and I wanted to make sure you're okay.
Well, and she starts to cry again, and then the two boys who have now started trying to go towards the back entrance are like, we should probably get out of here. Bye.
No,
fuck that. I run in the doorway. I block them.
Good job.
Oh, okay.
I still have questions for you two.
So she goes, well, they're making fun of me because, and they go, it was a joke, Dana. She goes, well,
hey, I didn't ask you.
okay. I saw him. It wasn't a just random electrocution or whatever these people are saying. I saw him.
Him who?
I swear I saw Benjamin Black.
Benjamin Black?
Who's
Have I heard of this name?
Yeah, you would know that there was, you know, one of the local kids. A long time ago, he was found at the bottom of the pool where the water slides are.
Dead?
And, yeah, dead.
Okay,
no, just chilling.
Like, chilling there. They're like, hey, the park is closed. He's like, no, I'm going to haunt this place, bro. Just let me chill.
That was just a new attraction he was trying out.
Well, and there was a lot of debate of, like, was it an accident and what happened? The public opinion was that he drowned, but there was a lot of talk, like, online, you know, so some of you guys would, you guys would all kind of know this, is that online there was a lot of talk of, you know, foul play and this and that, but it never turned into anything supernatural, so it kind of went away on the website. The media didn't cover it anymore, and it kind of just faded away. But she's
kind of a local urban legend.
Yeah, and people have been saying that. That's been part of the recent rumors that you guys have been hearing, like, about games turning on and off, is that it's the ghost of Benjamin Black. But it seemed like a story, and except for until right now, where she's saying she swears that she saw him the night Dylan died.
What did he look like? What happened?
He just was dripping wet and just pale.
That's
gross. And it was
just wet. All the time.
I only saw him for like a second. It was on my way out, like when we were running away, I saw him in between the arcade machines that were smashing Dylan. I saw something, and I looked right before I ran away, and I swear it was him. And people are saying I'm crazy. That's what they were saying. That's why they were making fun of me. But I swear it's what I saw.
Crazy is a strong word, but, you know, people sometimes don't see everything that's necessarily there.
I mean,
we
if,
believe
were you,
you
smoking on this? Because I understand a little bit more if you're smoking on this. But carry on. Don't let me interrupt.
So, okay. So, Benjamin, let me write this. I'm writing dang. I, in game.
Hurry, what's her name?
A tiny notebook, and I'm like writing down.
Her name is Dana Wong.
Okay, so the person that I was given a hint about.
Black, wet ghost, young man? Youngish man?
Youngish man? I would say he was probably like 11 or 12.
Youngish boy.
Youngish boy, young boy.
Young wet ghost boy. Got it.
Young dripping ghost boy.
Do not Google search that.
Yeah nah. Couple of those words, not safe.
Yeah, some hot words in there. Do not search that. Dana Wong, I'm really sorry to hear that. I'll tell you what. You go ahead and head home, and we'll deal with these boys.
Thanks. I mean, honestly, the only reason I came with them is because I didn't know how else to get into the arcade. So, that's fine.
It sounds like this place is pretty dangerous after dark. Why don't you just, like, not come here after dark? Right?
That's probably a good idea.
I mean, it sounds like people die, right? So, yeah. Get on.
Just go. Maybe next time, bring a rubber hammer.
Wait, soap in a sock doesn't leave marks.
Or just bring a gun, like you did.
If I pull it out again, yeah.
Let's not go to guns again. That's an extreme solution for this child, okay?
She starts to head towards the door, and as she does, it slams shut.
Oh,
shit.
Oh.
And when that happens, the screens start lighting up on all these arcade games. One at a time.
Oh my god, it's Benji Burgle.
What's his name? Benji Burgle.
I was totally half listening. Go ahead. Dude, this is fucking crazy.
Benjamin Black, he's here. I'm glad I got my gun out.
One of the boys is like, I am so high right now.
So what's the professional opinion here? Because I've just kind of, I don't know.
Is this your first time smoking, man?
No, not about the smoke, about the games. They just all did that actually happen? Because
I go up and I'm going to go and look at one of the games. I'm walking up slowly and I want to look at the screen and see if there's anything different about the game, or is it just the game that's supposed to be playing?
The nearest one that's lit up to you guys is still like 15 feet away from where you are right now. So do you want to go that far?
Yeah, I said,
okay.
I said, stay back, guys. I'm going to go check this out.
I mean, I don't know if I could get you back against the electricity.
So you walk up. What do you do?
Can I use my contrary right now, since people are basically advising me not to go?
Yeah, sure. What does that do?
When I seek out and receive someone's honest advice on the best course of action, and I do something else instead, I mark experience. And if I do exactly the opposite of their advice, I take plus one ongoing on any moves I make pursuing that course.
Okay.
So I want to look at it. And what do I see?
It's just turned on. Nothing. You just see like the menu screen.
The game is just it's just the normal game.
Yeah, that's what it looks like.
I go, Benjamin, are you here?
You don't hear anything.
Benjamin. Nothing.
Do you want to like? I mean, do you want to like
touch,
try and play?
I want to touch the game at this point.
Okay. So you go to grab like the controls and the game scoots back.
Oh.
Just out of grasp. And then Bailey and Norpheus, you watch as the other games around Fuller shift and they shift into almost like a wall and now you guys are separated.
Shit.
Fuck, no.
I reach in my pocket and I pull out a quarter.
I thought you were going to say a gun.
I know, me too. I'm waiting for the gun again.
Shooting again. I'm just going to start bow. Street Fighter 2, bow, you're dead.
How smart this kid is.
I'm just shooting cabinets at this point.
Okay,
I pull out a quarter.
You pull out a quarter?
I could try and move the... I could grab it and try and move it.
Okay. So you're going to try and move one of the games. You're going to put a quarter in the machine?
I'm going to try.
Okay. Bailey, what are you going to do?
I'm going to make sure Dana is in a safe place. Then I'm going to come up behind and see if we can get into where Fuller is.
Okay, perfect.
So I look at the machine, and I have the quarter, and I say, I just want to play a game. It's okay. Benjamin, if you're here,
so
I just want to play a game.
The screen changes to what it, you know, whenever you put your initials in at the end of the game.
Uh huh.
It spells out L E A V E.
Ben, bud, if you really want me to leave, I will. But I just really want to see what's going on here. It seems like you're upset about something. Come on, my friends are over there. It's just me and you. Let's talk.
L-E-A-V-E exclamation point.
Oh my god. Well, you blocked me in. So I'm getting mixed signals here, bud. Ben, either you want me to leave or you don't.
So the game's near Bailey and Norpheus on the other side start to have little sparks of electricity come out. Bailey, roll protect someone.
Okay.
So reasoning with this ghost did not work.
No, you don't get to reason with the ghost. That was a good
He's wearing ghost therapy today.
I'll say this, you made me parlay with you longer than I thought I would as a ghost.
I was just saying, I was channeling what's her name from Ghost Whisperer.
Jennifer Love Hewitt?
Yes, exactly. I was trying to do some Jennifer Love Hewitt shit. Benny. Come on, Benny, let's talk.
Okay. Did you roll?
Just 9. I don't have any tough.
A 9? Okay. You protect them. But you're going to suffer some or all of the harm they're going to get. So one of the games sparks out and it shocks you and you take 1 harm.
Okay.
As it like sizzles a little bit of your skin, but it doesn't hit her.
Okay. Yep.
Yowzers. And then, all right, Norpheus.
Didn't like that. Okay.
Yes.
Didn't like that. Norpheus. So you just run up and you try and just manhandle this thing, right?
Yep.
I'm
trying to move the wall.
You're going to roll act under pressure.
Oh, shit. 8, but minus 1 for cool.
So 7. Okay. So I get to give you a worse outcome, a hard choice, or a price to pay. You move it out of the way, and you actually have some strength behind you. So you toss this arcade game, and you're like, Fuller! And when you walk through, the other arcade games just smash you.
Oh.
And trying to form a wall, like, to fill the void. And you take 2 harm.
Fuck.
But you get through, they smash on you, and you kind of fall to the floor in front of the games on the other side of the wall. Fuller, what are you going to do?
I'm going to try to open that back up. I take out my book, and I look at these games, and I'm going to try to open them up with my mind.
Okay.
Let's see.
This is you're going to use telekinesis?
Yeah, so okay. I fling something with my mind. I roll plus weird.
Okay.
So I rolled a 9. I have plus 1, so I got a 10. On a 10 or more, I move it. I choose 2 options and mark 1 harm. I think I'm going to take the harm because I can choose one of the things as I take one less harm. So I can basically do this and take no harm, but I think I want to do 2 separate actions.
Okay.
So I want to, I don't want to fling it. It's just I can fling something bigger than a person. I don't really want to fling it. I just want to move them open.
Okay.
So I want to fling them in a small amount, right?
I'll say this, if you're not gonna I'll allow it's not that big of a deal to me to, instead of you concentrating and flinging one thing hella far, you can kind of push them out of the way,
right? So, I'm just kind of like trying to move gaps. Them out, right? So I'm gonna move them open, and then the second thing is something is held fast, so I want to hold them fast.
Okay, so you're gonna push them out and hold them,
correct? And then I'm going to take that one harm. So I like look at my book and I concentrate and I focus my mind, and you see a small amount of blood drip out of my nose as I'm focusing, and I turn really red, and the games move open and they're being held there. And I'm like, guys, come on. I can hold this for a little bit, but probably not for a long time.
Oh, shit. All right. So you're holding it. Are you walking through the games as you're holding it, like you're just like you've got it and you're like concentrating as you're running?
I thought maybe they'd want to come in. Am I going? Okay. I guess I could go out.
I'm right behind you. I'm like right there.
Okay, let's say this. Oh,
you're already on the other side.
As this is happening, you hear Bailey, you hear Dana gasp, and you see the ghost of Benjamin Black materialize not 20 feet in front of you.
So yeah, me and North are probably gonna go towards them.
Okay.
So we dive through the games.
You dive through the games? Okay.
Yeah, before.
Roll act under pressure, and as you do, so the other thing that happens, Bailey, is the door gets kicked open, and Ogden tosses you your sword.
Thanks, bro.
I rolled a 7 on act under pressure.
Oh, no, 7. Oh.
You rolled a 7?
Yeah. Can I use a point of luck? How does that work?
You could, yeah. You automatically, you roll a 12.
Yeah, I'll use it. I'll use a point of luck.
Are you absolutely sure?
Yes, because I'm so fucked up already.
All right, and what did you roll, Fuller?
I also rolled a 7, but I'm going to go ahead and just keep mine because I've only taken the 1 harm so far.
Okay.
I have a move called Helping Hand.
A move called Helping Hand. Okay.
Well, if Norpheus needs some help, I can do a Helping Hand, and I reach out to another hunter. They get +2 instead of the usual +1.
Okay. Well, so he's using luck. You could help Fuller, and it would give him. You rolled a 7, so 8, 9. He would roll a 9 instead, and I think he'd actually be able to get out. Is that
Case? That'd be nice.
So,
all right, I'll do that.
Yeah. There you go. Okay. When you successfully help out another hunter, they get +2 instead of the usual 1. So you're going to have to roll help out before that happens.
I got an 11.
Ooh, nice.
Okay.
This is your hard choice. You can get through with the help she's offering, But if you want to be on the other side with them, you have to, once you're on the other side, you're going to relinquish control of your telepathic hold, of your telekinesis.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. So that happens. She goes, tuck and roll, bitch. Tuck and roll. And you come up, and the games, as soon as you're out, it goes smash again. They all smash together again.
God, yeah.
And you guys are all standing there basically in a circle around this this 11-year-old ghost boy.
I wiped the blood off my face.
What do you guys want to do? He starts to take very slow steps towards Bailey, but you have a feeling it's actually towards Dana.
I can't even
let him. Let him just kind of. I'm gonna watch because
I'm gonna observe.
He's just not gonna do anything. Yeah. No, look at the heroes of the story jumping in to save the day.
We're investigators.
So right now I'm just like trying to get this ghost not to hurt me or the girl. I want to try to trap it, and then we can get out of there.
Okay.
That's a good idea. Then we can talk to it,
maybe. So at least we know where he is. We can come back and try to deal with him.
So a 9. Okay.
Okay.
So the other thing is we got to pick a glitch. So the glitches are the effect is weakened. The effect is of short duration. You can take one harm and ignore that ignores armor. The magic draws immediate unwelcome attention, or it has a problematic side effect.
I think immediate unwanted attention, as I have not, told people I can do magic.
Okay. Immediate unwanted attention. Okay. So, you trap this ghost, and you can see it stops moving, and it's just, shaking. And as it's shaking, the whole foundation under your feet starts to quake. But if it's trapped, what do you guys want to do?
I don't even know what to do. I'm just standing there.
Well, now that we trapped the ghost, we can stay here and try to question it.
The quaking under your feet, is very quick. It's one of those things where it's, a couple seconds and then it stops. But it was very loud. It was very, you hear some car alarms.
People were probably coming.
You hear a cacophony of car alarms around this neighborhood all of a sudden going off. And, emergency services, but the ghost is
really
trapped.
A lot of attention.
The ghost is trapped though, and you guys are standing there. Ogden's like, "Are we gonna go?
What are you gonna do, man? You're the fucking leader, remember?
God damn it, quit calling me the leader."
Benjamin.
Talk to us, Benjamin.
It doesn't talk, it's just shaking, and it's got this angry face, this scowl. It's gritting its teeth.
Okay, so fuck. I don't know. He doesn't sound like we're gonna be able to.
Do we know anyone know how to commune with the dead?
I mean, you could guess that it understands you. It's just not willing to talk to you. Like it's not like I don't. It's not up for a chat. Let's just say that.
Okay.
Yeah,
she's mad.
And is the girl still here with us? What's her name?
Dana.
Dana? Yeah, she's still. She's hiding behind Bailey.
Dana, come out here and see if you can talk to Benjamin.
Oh.
She's like, no!
At a distance, he's trapped.
She's clutching at you, Bailey.
I just want to let her go. She doesn't even know this boy.
I know, Benjamin. It seems like he has an attraction to her, so I know.
Does
I'm
he?
A fucked up person.
Look at that.
He was going, ignoring us and going towards her.
She's like, I don't know him. I swear, I don't know him. I don't know. I'm a young girl and you're scaring me.
I'm sorry, I don't mean to scare you, young girl.
Norpheus, what do you do?
There's nothing I can really do. I thought should we go if he's not trying to talk? Should we? I don't think I can destroy him with claws. I don't have a weapon.
Ogden, do you have any ideas?
Did you bring salt?
No. Why would I bring... Nobody told me to bring salt.
I did.
Ogden runs and gets these two boys and is like, come on, you're helping me. you're get up. And he gets them, and they come back in like a minute, and they all have a bunch of salt with them. And he starts putting it in a circle around this thing, and like,
oh, sweet ass idea. Yeah, salt circles.
He tries to throw it at the ghost, and it doesn't seem to have much effect. It like fades. It like fades a little bit. You could tell it didn't like it, but it doesn't like hurt it or anything.
Hmm. Okay.
Is he pissed it off? But yeah.
So now you guys are using magic. You know, Bailey's holding it with a spell, and the salt's around it. So it's like two levels of protection. Mike, you were questioning him, so why don't you roll investigate a mystery?
So I rolled a 10.
A 10. Okay. You can ask one of the following questions. Actually, on a 10 plus, you got a 10? Hold 2, so you get 2. What happened here? What sort of creature is it? What can it do? What can hurt it? Where did it go? What was it going to do? And what is being concealed here? So you get 2. You can hold 2.
What is being concealed here?
He starts telling you to just, he starts repeating the phrase, burn it, just burn it all, burn it.
Well, yeah, jealous, fuck yeah.
We can still play games.
Typically, I'm typically about burning the man to the fucking ground, you're right, but I don't know if we should set fire to golf land. That sounds intense. What can hurt it?
What can hurt it? Okay, Bailey, you bring up that normally ghosts can be hurt by salt. They can be hurt by cold iron or pure iron. Magic can harm them. And then normally, a vengeful spirit like this, it's either... normally, there are some remains somewhere that need to be burned or given proper burial rites. You know that that's usually how to get rid of a ghost, is to either give it proper burial rites or, like he said, burn it to the ground.
Let's burn the fucking water slide down, guys.
Yeah, we have to, because, I mean, he's already buried. It was a news story.
Yeah.
All right, I don't live here.
Let's burn the water slide down. It's a safety hazard.
All right, let's do it.
At least it's not the arcade. Fuck it, I don't care about water slides.
Ogden's like, hold on. Wait. Do you hear the emergency people and personnel that are about to be here? Because this little earthquake we caused, man.
Yeah, so if we burn it down really quick, they'll be here really fast.
No, we should probably we'll come back and burn it down later.
Can we burn it down as a last resort, man? Come on. Like,
we can burn it down enough for the ghost, but then they'll come here and put it out, and they can rebuild it.
Enough and maybe for the ghost? What are you?
How if long I just commit does it a portion take to burn a ghost?
If I burned it down with my mind, would they be able to find that in an arson report?
Okay.
Could you really do that?
Can we do this?
I can try.
How about we do a little legwork first? A little bit of investigation beyond coming here and burning this whole thing down, man. Can we please do that first? And if we can't figure anything out, we will burn it down. I'm down. Let's also
leave. Well, maybe we should take Dana home so none of us get arrested.
Good idea. Good idea. She's like, please.
Yep.
Please.
Yeah,
they're like,
you're right.
The boys are like, can we, come on, we helped. Can we have a ride too?
Yeah, you can get
fuck
in the back.
You. No.
I don't trust them.
They're fine. They're just boys.
So what do you guys do?
She's so nice.
Yeah, I agree to come back then. Let's get the hell out of here. I don't want to go to jail.
All right.
Okay.
So you guys are cheesing it. Ogden's like, I'll stay here. I'll deal with the emergency services and personnel. I have a couple. He's like, I got this. And he pulls out a fake federal agent badge. And he's like, I got this. All right. Don't worry about
Ogden,
it.
Ogden, you're my favorite.
That's a federal crime.
You wanted to burn the place down.
Mr. Burn down the water park.
That's a state felony at best. All right.
Magnum PI does that all the time. I see it on the black and white TV
thing. This is California. The whole state would be on fire.
Yeah,
the whole damn state would be on fire.
It's a water
slide. It's got to be soon enough anyway.
It'll be self-contained.
As you guys are leaving, the security guard rolls up, burger in hand, mouthful of food, like, what the hell happened? And you guys are like, see ya, and you take off.
Deuces.
Yeah, he can't say shit. It's his ass too, you know what I mean? He's fucked.
Right.
And you hear on your way out, you hear Ogden going, "No need to worry, sir. I'm actually a federal agent." And he takes that as ID.
Cheese it, Bailey. We're out of here.
Pretty great.
Okay. Where do you guys go?
We take the teenagers home.
All right. So we montage each one of them being like, "All right, see ya, see ya." Actually, I assume you drop the boys off. And when he's like, "Dude, you want to spend the night, bro?" And he's like, "Yeah, let's do it.
Don't do drugs, kids," and wink. Even though I'm literally the same age as them.
Does Norpheus, do you take their drugs? No.
As a matter of fact, I'm like, "Hey, where's that weed at that you guys had, kids?"
The next stop is Dana Wong's house. The three of you are red-eyed.
Right. That's what I was doing in the back. I was fucking...
Hey, Dana.
Holding him up with my gun. Up with the boys.
Dana. Hey, Dana. Dana, what happens in Vegas? Am I right? Am I right?
Just go get some rest.
Okay. Is there... So, like, this means that ghosts are real?
Like, maybe.
Probably.
Maybe? What do you mean, maybe? Yeah. You saw what I saw back there. What do you mean, maybe?
I mean, what is real, Dana?
I mean, how am I supposed to go to sleep tonight? Like, are vampires real? She starts looking at Norpheus. What do you look like, right? Since you can shapeshift, do you look normal, though, like you have been? Like all hairy and stuff?
I'm all hairy, but I'm not all morphed out, and I'm trying to hide my hands. And I'm super, I was not expecting.
Your hands by your back. Like,
she looks at you and she's like, "Are there, where?" And she starts backing slowly into her house.
No.
Yeah, I was not expecting ghosts either. And I go like this into my claws.
Norpheus is like ghosts, right? I mean, it's crazy. Oh, shit. Okay. All right. So you drop them all off. And where do you go after that? Do you head back to the home base?
We could go back to Wesley. He's got pizza. That's for sure.
Yeah.
You guys are all fine.
My roommate Tom Brady might be upset, but we'll just kind of keep it down.
Tom Brady. You get back to the house, and the door's open.
Oh.
Fuck. What do you do?
I pull out my little silver knife. I
pull out my flashlight.
You know my claws are out.
I turn on my flashlight. And I shine it into the house.
Thank you, Fuller.
The house is a mess.
Very helpful.
I didn't want to pull out my gun. I mean, okay, so I pull out my gun.
No, I didn't mean that. Can't make me happy, gun. Sorry.
All right, yeah, you see with your flashlight and your gun combination, I picture you doing
that. Yeah, exactly. I've seen it on TV before, so I'm trying to look as like cool as I can right now.
The house has been ransacked. What do you do?
Where's my roommate?
Tom Brady! You hear echoes.
You hear an echo throughout
the house. Tom Brady, Brady!
What about the pizza?
I wonder if they left a John Deere letter.
Wesley, where's my pizza?
Pizza. John Deere.
Oh no, where's pizza. Wesley?
I would go inside the house. I rush inside. Gun out. Okay.
Which room do you go to first? There's the kitchen, which is downstairs. You already kind of see that there's nothing going on there. It's just been ransacked. But the only other options are your room.
Straight up to my room.
Roommate's room. Okay,
and Norpheus is in the kitchen making sure nobody stole anything like pizza. And then goes up right behind him.
You see, I'm
following. Bailey,
can you go check for my roommate?
Okay, I'm doing that.
Okay. Fuller, nobody's in your room. A lot of your computer stuff is gone.
Fuck.
The pizza's still there.
Yes.
But your friend is gone. Bailey.
Oh.
You walk into Tom Brady's room. And you see six championships. No, wait, it's 1999. He's not even in. Oh, we can't call him Tom Brady. It's 1999.
That's why he's living in my house. That's
Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning was just drafted. Okay, so you walk into Peyton Manning's room. And it's also ransacked, and she's nowhere to be found.
Oh, shit.